Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast. Mr.
Sandman, you get the idea? Bring me a
dream. It's on the internet. Cutest that
I've ever seen. Go on. Give him two
lips like roses. It's a great program. And tell him
that it's lonesome nights. Here's the Sandman.
Are you the type of person who becomes a nervous Nelly when the markets get choppy? You're not alone. A lot of people get anxious when the market goes crazy. If that sounds like you and you're looking for what to do in this market, then stick with me here this morning on Protect Your Assets as I share with you Market Too Hot to Handle, 5 signs it's time to get out. Good morning. This is Protect Your Assets, and I am David Hollander, your host. It's great to be back here in the studio. If you're just joining us for the first time, you hear the Sandman jingle. That is my name. People around here, they call me the Sandman, and that's because I help my clients sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. I have been running a financial services institution and been a practicing attorney for almost 30 years now. So run it by me, see what I can help you with. We're broadcasting live right here out of our little studio in downtown Oakland. It's a gray morning, but that's okay. We're going to enjoy some nice weather. It's not too cold out there. We are so lucky to live here, aren't we, with this wonderful weather. Get out there and do something this morning. If you have a question, maybe something came up. Maybe your brother... got this one this past week. Someone's brother stole some money from their parents and they want to know what they could do about it. Give us a call. If you're gearing up for retirement or you already retired, chances are this market for 2022 has you concerned. And maybe you're sitting on the edge of your seat right now wondering what you should do. For people who are 50 plus, this market will test your resolve because it seems like there's nowhere to hide. But this is not the time to take action if you don't know what you're doing or you don't know where you're going, because you can get lost, get on the wrong path, the wrong trail, and walk around for miles aimlessly. So the goal of today's show is to help you discuss, if this market is too hot right now, what are some signs that you should be looking for and some things you could do to realign yourself so you reach your destination. You'll find the answers you're looking for, hopefully, this morning from this show and our team here at the Liberty Group. As always, like other radio show listeners have done, if you have more questions or maybe you want some specific advice that's tailored just for you, well, give us a call. You can give us a call right now. The number to call, as you know, is 866-PROTECT. It's an easy number, 866-PROTECT. Give us a call. We have folks here right now, sitting here ready to talk to you. Now, let's get started. Markets, what can we say? Well, the S&P this past week, S&P 500 is, by the way, it finally hit a one-month high Thursday, and stocks are acting a little bit more resilient than they have over the last couple months. It's been painful, but while fundamentals have slightly improved, they haven't improved what I'm going to call materially, and while we certainly have enjoyed this rally, we again view it as an opportunity to, I'll call it, right-size the amount of volatility in your portfolio. And I'm going to say it, this might be a good time to lower the overall volatility, what we call the beta, the fluctuations, if you're just not comfortable with it. And as much as I'd like to say this, I don't think we've bottomed yet. So I'll just throw that out there. Dow Jones off for the week 0.9%, S&P 500 off 1.2%. Notice this, for the year, even with the little rally we just saw, the S&P is still off almost 14% year to date. So it's 13.8%. NASDAQ off 1% for the week, down over 23% year-to-date. Those are your technology stocks. So really, you know, if you're in tech, you've been feeling the pain. 10-year treasury at 2.94%. Bonds year-to-date down 9%. So you're saying, well, that's everything's down. Yep, except for one area. Oil. Oil is up year-to-date 59.9%. I'm not going to say anymore. Moving on. What was it about this week? The jobs report. Clearly, the jobs report is what is driving a big part of the economy right now because the Fed's going to react to it. And let's face it, interest rates have really been the catalyst for the downside this year. So what happened this week? We had a couple important reports. First, Friday, we had the employment report. This is the federal. And what we saw there was that stocks didn't like it because Friday afternoon we saw what happened with the market. But Thursday was a different story. So let me kind of tear it apart and let you know what I see. Here's what's going on. One of the factors that's helped the rally recently has been the idea that the Fed hikes rates 50 basis points in June and then again in July. But here's the but. They're going to hit the pause button, potentially, on any further rate hikes. So think about this. If the Fed's not raising rates anymore, that's good for stocks because then companies earn more money and pay less in interest. That's what that's all about. That's what's happening right now, just to kind of make it clear. I know it's not clear, but I'm helping you this morning. Okay, I'm trying. I've had my chaga, had my coffee, feeling great. Are you? If you're not, you got to come over to our cafe over here and have some coffee. Anyway, I digress. A tight labor market is in place right now. If you look on Craigslist, particularly in the hospitality section, you can see people are paying a lot of money, more money than they usually do to get people to go work for them. So the hospitality, the travel industry, all that's on fire right now. It's on fire. It's hot. And when you have that condition, it starts to create what's called a bubble. And you know, bubbles burst, right? So if that continues, if wage and prices continue to go higher because there's not enough people to fill the jobs, then that is increasing or flaming the flames of inflation, which then makes the Fed raise rates and get nervous. So what we had happen yesterday, Friday, when the unemployment number came out, let me try and help you with this, is there's three things that come out from them that we look at. First is the numbers of jobs that were added. The street was looking for 325,000. What we saw was 390,000. So, you know, that's too hot. That's like when, you know, the bears and Cinderella, she's eating the porridge and one's too hot. Well, that bowl is too hot. Okay. So the market doesn't like that. The Fed doesn't like that. It's too hot. Put it back. Not good for stocks. What about the unemployment rate? This is interesting. This is fascinating in my mind because the unemployment rate sits right now at 3.6%. This is very good. This is very low. Again, a lot of people are working. The street was looking for 3.5. So whenever you see things that are higher than what the street's looking for, think about Cinderella. Think about the hot porridge. Think about, ow, I can't eat that. My mouth's burned now and I can't taste for a couple hours, right? That's what that is. Very good. Okay. But there was an interesting little ray of light that came out in that report, which didn't crush the market yesterday. Because if it had, it would have been over. But it didn't. And this is wage growth. This is what people are paying for people to go to work. And the street was looking for 5.6% year over year, but it came in at 5.2. So we're talking 4/10 of a, I mean, it's not a lot, but it was lower. Got me? So that's the cool bowl of porridge. And yeah, okay, not too bad. So it wasn't such a bad day yesterday when the market was down, but that's the sort of thing we're seeing because the market, as I always say, the market is always figuring things out economically, which is then becoming the prices that you're seeing in bonds and stocks and things like that. That's what the market does. The economy is today or yesterday. It's not the future. And that's how you have to continually think about this stuff. All right. So don't get all excited. That's what it's about. Now, what does it mean? Well, it means that we had to look at something else this week when it came to labor, and we got it from ADP. You know, ADP is a big processor of data. They help a lot of employers manage their situation. ADP produces a report, and their May ADP employment report came in at 128,000. The street was looking for 240. Mm-hmm. So that was positive. And guess what? That's why stocks rallied on Thursday. That's why we had a pretty good day on Thursday. It was up, oil was up 1.3% just in the day. And that was just because of what was going on in the labor market. So that's what I'm saying. This is driving markets right now. This is where the action is. So pay attention to that. Commodities. I talked about oil earlier and how oil is the only sector that's up right now. And what do I think about the future of that? Well, commodities rallied big time on Thursday again. Why? Well, there was a combination of, you heard about President Biden going to talk to the Saudis, which he wasn't going to do, but now he's doing it and all that nonsense, whatever. So that helped because now they're going to give us more oil apparently, or put more out in the world. We had the commodity ETF DBC rose 2.28%, hit a 52-week high. That'll happen, boom, one day. So OPEC releasing more oil, 648,000 barrels per day in July and August is what they said. It's a lot, but it's not enough because you got 700 million barrels per day that's lost because of the Russia situation. And now China's coming back online, right? They're starting to open back up again. You think they're not thirsty? They're not going to want any of that oil? Sure they are. So that means we still got a problem. So I'm pleased with my Tesla right now when I'm driving by seeing $7 gas. What? Anyway, looking forward, I'm seeing that supply to slow down a little bit as long as there's not any material degradation in the Russian-Ukraine situation. So it's not a given. None of this is a given. It's just what's going on right now. And so bottom line, commodities remain attractive because geopolitical risk is still high. All right, moving on. Where should you be investing right now? What should you be doing? Great questions. Let me help you. The employment data I just reviewed for you. That's what's going on. That supports my foundation, my statement. I've been making it all year that I don't see a recession this year. I'm going to say it again because the labor numbers that I just received show me that we are not in the position to see this happen this year. Does it mean we could enter into it or start it? Yes, it does. And that's why the market is still a little bit uncertain because there's no sound of all clear right now. All right? Let me be clear about that. But I don't officially see the announcement of a recession in 22. What else? We are late cycle, clearly. This rally, this economic boom, when's it over? I wish I knew, but it's not tomorrow. But it's late cycle, okay? We're late in the cycle. Another thing I'd like to point out, stocks went up 6% from the May low. So even though the numbers I just gave you at the start were kind of dismal, up 6% just in May. What does that mean? It means you got to stay in it. You got to stay in it to win it. It's different from how you feel and what you need to live on. That's a totally different situation, totally different analysis. And I'm going to digest that today and help you understand that, particularly when it comes to your fixed income portfolio. So we're going to get into that. And what are some areas in the fixed income alternative space you want to be looking at? We're going to get into that today. There's a lot of good information coming your way. You're going to want to stick to it and listen to what we have to say because I've been waiting to talk to you. Coming up next, if you want to make sure you have enough income each and every month into your retirement for the rest of your life, well, then you're going to want to find out what's out there and what you can achieve right now. You're listening to Protect Your Assets Show. We'll be right back.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Picture
Tell me how long. You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show protect your assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman. Venture Highway.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening this morning to Protect Your Assets. And I know the stock market has been hot over the last 10 years. And it wasn't too long ago that we set all-time highs on the S&P 500, the Dow, the NASDAQ. Then out of nowhere, 2022 comes along, boom, and we're in a bear market. So how'd that happen and what should you do right now? I'm so glad you tuned in this morning because that's what we're talking about. First of all, I hope you caught the market segment where I just went over where we are right now and what's been going on. If you missed that, then you got to check out the podcast. If you listen to iPod or if you have a Spotify account, anything like that, just type in Protect Your Assets. And we have a market segment there where we recap what's going on. So go catch that. Anyway, as volatility, which is what we've experienced so far this year, and uncertainty. So you think about world events, you think about what's going on, there's a lot going on. It's, you know, it seems like it never ends, but the information flow is so much more, and you've got some pretty big unknowns right now. As that happens, financial markets react. And so right now we're seeing volatility that we haven't seen in years. It's been pretty quiet, pretty boring. So I'm hearing a lot of questions right now like this. Should I stay invested and allow my investments to just ride out this wave? This is a question that almost anybody who invests, particularly in the stock market, no matter what age they are, think about. But for those who are approaching retirement, this decision and getting it right, it's really critical to maintaining the retirement that you envision, that you want to live. They go together. Because if you don't do it right, you're going to be in a situation where you may have to sell things off at a discounted price, which could jeopardize your lifestyle. It's really that simple. And I've literally, over the years, been doing this almost 30 years, I've seen literally, in my mind, I think about hundreds of different situations where people come to us after the fact, they got it wrong, they have to still work, or they have to change their lifestyle in a dramatic way, they run out of money. I mean, I've seen all this happen. So what you need to realize is there's absolutely, in my opinion, this is my opinion, you're listening to a radio show, I have my opinion, some of you like it, some of you don't, I understand, but it's my opinion, and it's America, and I'm welcome to talk about it. So I believe that there is absolutely no one right answer to this question because everybody who I've talked to is unique. They have their own needs, their own wants, their own desires. They may be crazy. Sometimes they run it by me. Am I crazy? Yeah, you are. Or no, you're not and you can do it. Really? Yeah, you can do it. Okay. Relying on generic advice. I know, cost, right? I don't want to pay for that. Well, you are paying for it some way, you just don't realize it. Okay, well, maybe I do know what I'm paying, but I still don't want to pay anymore. And I'm going to rely on that generic advice that's for all the robos and everybody else. Well, when it blows up and you're in markets like right now and you want someone to talk to see if you're really on the right path, You know what I'm going to say. Okay. There are many parts to the equation. Here are some foundational things to consider. And I want you to look at your situation. First, do you know your income security score? What did you just say? I didn't say Social Security. I said income security score. Write that down. You ever heard that before? Income security score. No. What is that? Well, here's what it is. Your income security score is quite simply the percent of your monthly expenses that are covered by, listen to these two words, predictable and guaranteed sources of income. Well, what do you consider guaranteed? Well, again, it's backed by the ability to pay you, but Social Security is a guaranteed income stream by the federal government. Again, you know, it's backed by their ability to pay you. Pensions. And yes, annuities, which are backed by the claims paying ability of the insurance company. Those are essentially guaranteed income streams. That's what I'm talking about. So let's say, for example, your monthly expenses are $5,000 a month. And your guaranteed income sources that I just mentioned combined add up to $3,000 a month. Then ready, your income security score is 60%. Right answer. Good for you. In this case, there's a gap. And it's $2,000 a month, right? You need to fill that gap from your other assets. And you may say, well, I have a rental property and I have this and that. And then you got to say to yourself, what happened in 2008? When maybe that tenant couldn't afford the rent, or maybe they came to you and said, I need to reduce the rent. Did your $2,000 after all your property taxes and the water heater you had to replace and the mold lawsuit you faced and all that kind of stuff, did you still have $2,000 a month? Be honest. No, that's not guaranteed. It's a problem. Same situation with the stocks right now. Well, I think about talk about him a little later. Had some stock and it was flying a couple months ago. Boy, he was a millionaire. Not anymore. And guess what? He's got to sell it now to live off of that, to raise that $2,000 a month. Yes, these things happen. And if you're illiquid, let's say you're an illiquid asset, you can't sell in a bad market. Like what? Like real estate. We take for granted right now how great the real estate market has been. Why? Because there's financing. But with rates on the rise, there's a lot of people who can't afford it anymore. And so I'm predicting that the value of properties are going to start to go down. And then if you try and get out, God forbid, and no one wants to buy your property, then what? Well, you're going to get a lot less. Same thing happens with bonds. Same thing happens with stock. Don't be in that position. So your goal is to get your score closer to 100%. So when bad things happen, like right now, you're not in a position where you regret what you have to do. If you're just joining us right now, I'm talking about markets too hot to handle. What are five signs it's time to get out? Another option that's gaining popularity right now is finding part-time work. For those retirees who are willing and able, finding a part-time job doing something they love could be beneficial in several ways. Think about this. Think about combining work with endless amounts of hobbies or passions, such as a golf course, such as gardening centers, local sports teams, got a few of those around here. Your options are endless. I have one client who likes race cars and now he's selling them. But this shouldn't be a significant part of your overall plan, okay? It's a piece. Most people think that recessions start bear markets, but that's false, as most bear markets actually help kick off recessions. And as you know from the top of the show, the NASDAQ right now is in a bear market. So do you know what the worst bear market was in U.S. history? Well, it was the bear market from September 29 through June of 1932. That resulted in an 86.2% loss for the S&P 500. They say the markets always come back, right? Well, it may, it probably does, but the question is, how long does it take? You would have had to wait until 1954 just to break even from the bear market that began in 1929. That's 25 years. Do you have 25 years to recover or wait to pay your monthly bills? No, of course not. And that's exactly what I'm talking about right now. If you're at or nearing retirement, is the need to be preservation minded so that this bear market doesn't set you back, doesn't force you to make decisions you don't want to make. Okay, are you ready? Here's the answer. The first place you need to start right now is to understand the risk that you're sitting on right now. How do you do that? I have something called a portfolio MRI. Yeah. I can literally take a electronic snapshot of your financial world and give you a score that will show you with a 95% probability what you're looking at in the next 6 months. Downside, upside, return. Yeah, downside. If you have not done this, if you don't know what I'm talking about, pick up the phone and call this number, 866-PROTECT. I have somebody sitting here on a Saturday ready to help you, 866-PROTECT, to run your portfolio MRI at no charge, because you're listening to me right now. Again, call right now, 866-PROTECT. Get your portfolio MRI and see what you're sitting on before it's too late. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say as you get closer to retirement, you should shift more of your stocks into bonds. Is that always a good idea, particularly now? Remember, it always pays you to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show Protect Your Assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. And yes, I'm a Warriors fan. Just happen to like the Rip. Give me a break. They're giving me a hard time over here. Sorry. Still like the Rip. Stock market's been on a tear lately, leaving many wondering when things were going to fall apart. And they did. 2022 was, it's been a tough year. And people are worried right now that we're headed into a recession. You hear that word all over the place, recession. You want to know if we're heading into a recession? Go listen to my market segment. So I gave you the answer. Are you worried your money is going to last for your entire retirement? Perhaps you are. And if you are, well, that's a sign that you may need to adjust your investment approach. Listen, it's not about changing your financial advisor. It's about becoming more informed. And it always makes sense to be more informed because you don't know what you don't know. Someone told me that yesterday in a meeting. I thought, you got it right, sister. You can join me at our next live event. It's happening this Wednesday, June 8th at Perry's, right down the street from our new office in Larkspur, California. We're downtown Larkspur right now. Come on by, drop by. It's a retail space. You can walk in right off the street, sit down, have a cup of coffee, bring your dog. We have a water bowl out front, and we have really good soft serve next door. So if you're an ice cream junkie, oh boy, you're in trouble. Anyway, back to the Surviving Retirement Workshop at Perry's on Wednesday night at 6:30. The event's called Surviving Retirement. And what that is a plain English, straightforward conversation where you and I will discuss how taxes are changing right now and what you can expect that's coming, because the law is going to change here in the future, and that's going to affect the taxes you pay on your income in retirement. It's just that simple. So find out what that's going to look like. Also, what are some current ideas on to protect your safe money and get yourself a reasonable return so you're not making zero or next to zero at the bank? And what are some ideas on how to create an income stream that'll last your entire retirement? Well, these are all things we'll be talking about, in addition to how to protect your estate, because there's a rule here in California I think you need to know more about. Coming to one of my events is also a great way to get to know us as a company. As you know, we are a family-owned business. We're Bay Area. We're local. And we stand for certain things like family, protecting our assets. If you want to know more, come see me live. Call the reservation hotline right now and reserve your seat. 866-PROTECT. They're standing by right now. There's a few seats available. Come join us this Wednesday at Perry's in Larkspur. Call 866-PROTECT to make sure you're not missing anything in your retirement plan. Now, it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and just sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All right, so here's one they say. They say as you get closer to retirement, you should move more of your money out of stocks and into bonds. Is that always a good idea? Well, where do I begin? You may remember back in 2008, there's a lot of folks who have what are called glide path funds, or it's escaping me right now, but you know what I'm talking about. The ones that are the years, 2025s, 2030s, those sort of funds. As you get closer to that goal, that date, they start to sell things off and move you into what's called fixed income type alternative investments to lower the volatility. That's the idea. And if you remember back to 2008, what happened? I mean, I remember in 2008 where if you owned a bond, and it could have been in a blue chip company, I mean, something you would never worry about, that bond price went from 102 down to, they were in the 60s, 70s. Remember that? You couldn't get a bid on the bonds. Talk about state of California. I remember buying California state general obligation bonds for like 68. Yes, I mean, those days were there. So remember that when people say, well, you should just buy bonds. Really? What about 2022? I mean, I said at the top of the show, what's the bond market down right now, year to date? 9%. 9%. Yeah, it's better than down 20-something. Okay. But still, 9%? And that just happened. We just saw the biggest move in bonds we've seen, I think, ever in a very long time, in the shortest period of time, because of the Fed reaction to what's going on. I mean, sure, you can pull up statistics. Again, this is my opinion. Just throwing it out there. It's been a pretty big move. Let's just say that. Pretty big. How about not the biggest? Pretty big. Is that okay? Thank you. All right. Pretty big. As you start to think about leaving work, start to think about changing the way you're going to live off of your money, because the paycheck's going to stop. So you could take some of your money and you could stick it in more conservative things like CDs or cash, or yes, even short-term bonds, or maybe even mid to long-term bonds. Why? Well, because right now the Fed has moved pretty significantly. And if you listen to the market segment at the top of the hour, I was talking about the Fed and how they're looking at things, or what are some things that can happen. And so one might make the argument that now is not a bad time to buy some of the devastated bonds that are out there, because there's not much more downward to go. Interesting. Okay. But what you have to think about when you do this is, what's going to be your actual need for cash in the future? And what are the needs going to be on a monthly basis? And how are you going to create that, again, consistent? And I'm going to say that, I hate saying this word guaranteed, because it's like all the radars go off. But, you know, listen, there's certain income streams by the government, right? The government Social Security. You've got insurance companies. You've got pensions. They're all backed by their abilities to pay you. Yes, let's just say that. Nothing in the world really is guaranteed, right? It's only backed by someone's ability to pay you back. You just have to look at who it is and what's the ability, right? And yeah, that'll dictate the return that you get, of course. But all I'm saying is, look at what you're going to need in, say, 1 year, 2 years from now, and make sure that that income is going to be there, so you're not in a position where you have to make some bad decisions about selling things. So an idea that goes along with this, again, I'm giving you some ideas to think about when markets are hot right now, because we've seen a lot of volatility, there's a lot out there, there's a lot of warning signs. And so what you might want to do right now is create buckets. or different accounts with different objectives. And I'm talking very specifically right now. You may not be doing this. You may just have it all in one big thing, or you may not even know what's going on. But those days are going to change, and you're going to have to start pulling things out of different buckets. So look at all of your accounts and determine how much you need to carve out and dedicate. So when a year rolls by or 2 years roll by and you're ready to start going out and traveling and seeing the world and spending that monthly money to do that and still cover your expenses at home, where is that going to come from? That'd be called your short term, your 2 to 7 year plan. And then go from the 8 to the 15 year, and then the 16 year to the 25 year. And those are buckets. So short, intermediate, long term. What are your wants? What are your desires? What do you really want to do? Stop being hard on yourself. You can do it. You just have to plan for it. It's just a plan. You got to do a plan. Don't commingle your funds for these needs. I see that a lot. People just throw it all into one big bucket. And they say, oh, it's going to be okay. I'll be fine. I'll just sell some Apple stock off. That's a bad idea. Let me give you an example. Say you need income in 1 to 2 years because you're going to stop working at your current job. You could take a portion of your 401k. I know it's sitting in the 401k, but you could carve it out, put it in its own account. A lot of you have this option. You didn't even know you do. And you can sell it over time, maybe next few months, and you start to move it into a short-term fixed MIGA. I'm going to talk more about these next few weeks, but right now MIGAs are paying for 3 years, 3.45%. That's a lot. 3.45% per year for 3 years is pretty good. If you're not getting that right now, and by the way, those are insured, so when bad things happen, they don't go down. They're insured by the claims paying ability of that company who's issuing it. You just need to know these things. It's a marketplace. You need to know what you're looking for. So there, I know there's a lot to stay on top of financially. There just is. And you think your portfolio is safe, and then you don't look at the statements right now. You're afraid to open them. And that's a sign. The truth is, it doesn't have to be confusing, complex, scary, because with a simple phone call right now, you can just make sure you're on the right track. So give us a call right now. It is your money. Never hurts to get a second opinion. Call us. 866-PROTECT. 866-PROTECT. What are you waiting for? 866-PROTECT. It's time for a quick break. But when we come back, find out how getting more active with your money can help you better handle a bear market. It's all coming up next. We'll be right back. Down the street, you can hear her scream, you're a disgrace, and she slams the door in his drunken face, and now we stand.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show protect your assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
And so castles made of sand fall in the sea eventually.
Welcome back. I want you to think about that. Write that down. Castles made of sand fall into the sea eventually. Brilliant. Yes, he was. Anyways, right now the markets are in a free fall. We are in a bear market in some sectors like the NASDAQ, and people are wondering what to do. It's been quite a ride this 22. We just saw market highs in 21, a lot of stability, and all of a sudden things are kind of rocking, and are we at the end of the cycle? These are all really good questions. We all knew Humpty Dumpty would fall off the wall at some point, and how you react to that is obviously very important. So I'm glad you tuned in this morning. If you missed any of today's show, you got to go back and listen to the whole show. And you can do that with our podcast at pyaradio.com, pyaradio.com. Listen to the podcast and find out what you missed. All right. So we've been talking about things that show that the market is late cycle. And We went over those earlier. So if you missed any of that, go find out what I said is going to happen. What I think, again, this is my opinion, what I think is going to happen, where we are in the cycle, interest rates, the stock market, where you should be investing, what's going on. It's all out there. And this morning, I've been talking about things you can do to protect yourself in a bear market, which, by the way, bear markets start recessions, not the other way around. And what are some things you can do? Well, you could get more active with your money. Yes, I'm talking to you. Rather than just stick your head in the sand and just let it do whatever it's going to do and not really pay much attention, make sure you're with an advisor who I will say is information-driven and willing to recalibrate. I'm not talking about wholesale selling everything off. I'm just saying recalibration. We use a tool called Riskalyze. I also call it the portfolio MRI. Do you? Anyway, we use that as a tool to help us fix the bigger wall, the castle made of sand. We have that tool. And so rather than use your gut, which is the way we all used to do it, I know I was there. You don't have to do that anymore. There's some new tools out there that are wonderful. So if you're looking for someone who uses information and technology and science to drive their future, well, give us a call. If you want to go by your gut, well, keep doing what you're doing. Anyway, get more active. That's my advice to you this morning. Look at your strategy. Look what you're doing. And in these uncertain times with no apparent end in sight, take time to reflect on the principles to make sure your castle made of sand doesn't fade away into the sea. Picture a day when you don't have to worry about money, taxes, or what the market's doing anymore. Picture a day when you're at a five-star resort in the Mediterranean with your spouse, and Shahi looks at you in your eye and says, "Thank you for making this happen." Picture a day when you can relax, travel, and do all the things you've always wanted to do. Well, it all starts with a phone call. Pick up the phone, dial this number, 866-PROTECT, to get your complimentary 15-minute consultation call with me or one of my advisors right now, 866-PROTECT, to find out what you don't already know. 866-PROTECT. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team this morning for putting together another fabulous show. It was great to be here. My executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer. And of course, all the fabulous producers back there doing all the hard work. We got Raph, you got Phil, Adrian, welcome to the crew. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed is not considered your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. KNBR and Liberty are not affiliated. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.